Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a supportive person. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about people who have influenced our lives. One common topic is describing a person who has been very supportive. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. Before we dive into specific examples, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking you to describe a supportive person. They want to assess your ability to speak fluently and coherently about personal experiences, use a range of vocabulary related to personality traits and relationships, employ complex grammatical structures, organize your thoughts logically. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about support and relationships. Here are some potential questions. Do you have many supportive people in your life? How important is it to have supportive friends? In what ways can people show support to others? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Sample answer, band 7-8. There are numerous ways people can demonstrate support to others. One of the most significant is by offering emotional encouragement, such as listening attentively when someone is going through a tough time, or providing words of comfort. Additionally, practical support is equally important, which might involve helping with daily tasks or offering financial assistance when needed. Moreover, simply being present and available can be a powerful form of support, showing that you're there for someone no matter what. Part 2, Long-Term. Cue card. Here's a potential cue card related to describing a supportive person. Describe a person who is very supportive of you. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kind of support they offer you, and explain why their support is important to you. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about my aunt, Sarah, who has been an incredibly supportive figure in my life. I've known her since I was born, as she's my mother's younger sister. But our relationship really blossomed when I started university. Sarah has always been there for me, offering various forms of support. Primarily, she provides emotional support, always lending an ear when I need to talk through my problems or concerns. She has this remarkable ability to listen without judgment and offer advice that's both practical and compassionate. Moreover, Sarah has been a great source of academic and career guidance. As a successful businesswoman herself, she shared valuable insights about the professional world, helping me navigate internships and job applications. She's even connected me with some of her colleagues for informational interviews, which has been immensely helpful in shaping my career aspirations. Her support is particularly significant to me because it comes from a place of genuine care and understanding. Unlike my parents, who sometimes struggle to relate to the challenges of my generation, Sarah bridges the gap between traditional family values and modern-day realities. She encourages me to pursue my dreams while also offering a realistic perspective on the obstacles I might face. In essence, Sarah's support has been a cornerstone of my personal and professional development. Her unwavering belief in my abilities has boosted my confidence and motivated me to push beyond my comfort zone. I'm incredibly grateful to have such a supportive figure in my life, and I strive to pay it forward by being equally supportive to others in my circle. Follow-up questions. Has this person's support changed over time? Are there any challenges in maintaining this supportive relationship? Sample answer. Interestingly, Sarah's support has evolved as I've grown older. When I was younger, her support was more about providing comfort and encouragement. Now, it's shifted towards offering practical advice and professional connections. This evolution has perfectly aligned with my changing needs, which I find remarkable. As for challenges, the main one is probably distance, as we live in different cities. However, we've adapted by scheduling regular video calls and making the most of our in-person visits. Despite the geographical separation, our bond remains strong, which I believe speaks volumes about the depth of our relationship. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How has the concept of support in relationships changed in recent years? Sample answer, band 8-9. The concept of support in relationships has undergone significant transformations in recent years, largely due to societal changes and technological advancements. Traditionally, support was often associated with physical presence and tangible assistance. However, in today's increasingly digital world, support has taken on new dimensions. Firstly, the rise of social media and instant messaging has made it possible to offer immediate emotional support, regardless of physical distance. This has broadened our support networks, but also raised questions about the depth and authenticity of online support. Secondly, there's been a growing recognition of the importance of mental health support in relationships. People are now more open about their psychological struggles and expect their support systems to be understanding and accommodating of these issues. Moreover, the concept of support has become more egalitarian. In romantic relationships, for instance, there's an expectation of mutual support rather than traditional gender-based roles of provider and caregiver. Lastly, professional support services like therapy and counseling have become more normalized, complementing personal support systems. This reflects a more holistic approach to support, recognizing that different types of support may be needed for different challenges. These changes reflect broader societal shifts towards individualism, mental health awareness, and gender equality. While they present new challenges, they also offer more diverse and potentially more effective ways of supporting one another in our relationships. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary. Here are some key terms and phrases related to describing supportive relationships. Unwavering support, noun phrase. Consistent and steady support that doesn't falter. Example, his unwavering support helped me through the toughest times of my life. Empathic, adjective. Showing the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, she's incredibly empathetic, always able to put herself in others' shoes. To go above and beyond, idiom, to do more than is expected or required. Example, my mentor always goes above and beyond to help me succeed in my career. Pillar of strength, noun phrase, a person who can be relied on to provide support and stability. Example, during my illness, my sister was a pillar of strength for the whole family. To have someone's back, to one's back, idiom, to support or defend someone, especially in a difficult situation. Example, I know I can always count on my best friend to have my back. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when describing a supportive person, use specific examples to illustrate the person's supportive nature. Employ a range of descriptive adjectives and idiomatic expressions. Vary your sentence structures using both simple and complex forms. Show depth in your answers by explaining the impact of the person's support on your life. Practice speaking about different supportive figures in your life to broaden your vocabulary and ideas. Remember, the key to a high score is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while showcasing your language skills. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about supportive relationships in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck! For more IELTS speaking practice, check out our guides on describing a time when you had to deal with failure and describing a person who has helped you through a tough time.